Well, every month we talk about what's happening in the business world. Sebring College of Business doing great things. Kevin Callison, Dr. Callison, Assistant Professor of Economics with the Sebring College of Business. Glad you're here, Dr. Callison.
Thanks for having me.
Yay. Hey, we want to kind of stay on somewhat a healthcare theme that we began last month, talking today about an interesting aspect, getting right into it, of the recent state Medicaid expansion. So how does this fit into the world of business?
Well, I'm, along with a colleague, we're looking at kind of an interesting aspect of this new Medicaid expansion that doesn't get a lot of attention, but I think is important. So to kind of take a step back, the Medicaid is a program oftentimes thought incorrectly, a program for poor people who can't afford to buy insurance. And that's not entirely correct. It's generally for low-income people who also meet some other qualification, like, disabled or have dependent children. So for childless adults in many states, especially in the South, it has traditionally been very hard to qualify for Medicaid, no matter what your income eligibility is. Well, the Affordable Care Act, part of the, better known as Obamacare, part of the way that is going to increase insurance coverage is by expanding Medicaid program in a number of states. Now, not all states are going to expand their Medicaid programs, but many have. And one of the concerns with this is that we already see sort of a shortage of primary care physicians, or at least a lot of people think we do. And so what's going to happen when you expand Medicaid coverage, you give a lot of people health insurance, they're going to want to go see the doctor. How are they going to get access to these physicians? So that's kind of what we're looking at in a new paper.
So in summary, the Affordable Care Act provided additional federal funding for states to expand their Medicaid programs. And as you mentioned, you're dispelling that Medicaid's often thought to be insurance for the poor. What, Medicaid actually pays physicians and hospitals much less than private insurance and Medicare?
Yeah, and that's one of the interesting things about this ACA Medicaid expansion is that historically Medicaid has paid a rate to physicians and hospitals that's far below the rate paid by Medicare or private insurance. But as part of the Affordable Care Act, for 2 years and only 2 years, the federal government increased the reimbursement rate for Medicaid patients up to the level of Medicare. So for 2013 and 2014, for primary care services, Medicaid patients paid as much, the government paid as much for Medicaid patients as they do for Medicare patients. So actually, the paper that we're writing, what we're specifically looking at is what was this effect of this pay increase for access and utilization of primary care services for Medicaid enrollees.
Again, I'm going to summarize that. You are working on a paper. You're examining the effects on access and utilization of increases in the Medicaid reimbursement rate for primary care physicians. How are you gathering your research here?
Well, since the Affordable Care Act's payment increase for Medicaid patients, that's only been the past couple of years. We don't have data on that yet. So nobody's really been able to investigate the effects of that. But historically, states at other times for other reasons have either increased or decreased their payments for primary care for Medicaid patients. So we've taken some of these historical changes in reimbursement rates to physicians, and we've looked to see the effect on utilization that follow these payment changes. And what we found is interesting. We don't see much in the way of changes in utilization of preventive care, like flu shots, cholesterol check, that sort of thing. But we do see a big increase in the utilization of doctor's visits. So office visits tend to go up. And there's kind of this longstanding belief that if people get more primary care, they end up getting less expensive inpatient care and emergency department care. That myth, I'll call it kind of a myth because it's been dispelled a couple times. We also find in our paper that doesn't seem to be true, that actually the more contact people have with their primary care physician with outpatient care, the more contact they also end up having with emergency department care or inpatient care as well. So we do see that these payment increases do lead to increased utilization for Medicaid patients.
Do you have a name for your paper at this point?
Not yet. We're still, it hasn't been finalized yet. We're still working on finishing it. But it should be done within the next month or so, and then we'll send it out for publication.
Yes. Who's on your team for this?
I'm working with a colleague at the American Cancer Society. So she's the one that has access to the data that we're using. And we've worked on a couple papers before. So this will be the third or fourth paper that we've worked on together.
And what type of publication would this eventually go to?
Well, hopefully it'll go to an economics journal that focuses on healthcare. That's where we plan to send it now, and we'll, you know, fingers crossed, we'll see. I think it's a field that's really of a lot of interest now. A lot of people are looking into this topic because of the Affordable Care Act and because of the reimbursement rate increase to Medicaid patients that went along with that. So I think any sort of research now on what we think the effect of this might be is helpful.
And I know I asked you this last time, but do you bring this topic into your classes?
Yeah, I do. We spend, in my health economics classes, we spend a good deal of time talking about health insurance and particularly government health insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid. So, you know, the past couple of years, I've talked about these payment changes in the Medicaid program, but really haven't been able to say, well, what do we think these payment changes are going to do? And now it looks like we have some information on how this affects the utilization for Medicaid patients.
Yep. And just following up on that last statement, what is the concern or the care for a listener to this conversation?
Well, I think one of the concerns is that under the Affordable Care Act, this reimbursement rate increase is only for 2 years. It was only for 2013 and 2014, and then the Medicaid rate for primary care drops back down again. So one of the questions that's going to be interesting question to ask that's going to be, in the next couple of years we'll be looking at is, well, if this payment increases access to care for Medicaid recipients, what happens when we take that away? Does that access go away as well? Or have physicians developed this relationship with their patients and so they continue to treat the patients even after the reimbursement rates fall again for Medicaid patients?
How, again, did you get the interest in this niche of healthcare and economics, Dr. Callison?
Well, my area of focus in grad school is health economics, so I've generally been interested in all things kind of related to health, but insurance especially is an interesting area for me, and there's a lot going on now in that area because of all the changes that go along with the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, and as we do approach another fall season of kids in the classroom, will you teach undergrad, will you teach MBAs here?
Both. This fall, I'm teaching both an undergraduate health economics class and a health economics class for the MBA program as well.
Great. Anything else we should know?
No, I think that's good. Until next time.
Bet that's what we do. All right. Well, with the exception of how do we find out more either about this project you're working on or health economics?
You can email me at callisok@gvsu.edu.
Great. Do good things in the classroom for our future, Dr. Kevin Callison, Assistant Professor of Economics. Thank you.
Thank you.